Isaiah chapter 11. And there will come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord Jehovah. And will make him of quick understanding in the fear reverence of the Lord Jehovah, and he will not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and for the humble of the earth he will reprove with fairness. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will destroy the wicked. And righteousness will be the belt of his waist, and the surrounding of his mind faithfulness. The wolf also will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fattened calf together. And a little child will lead them. And the cow and the bear will feed, their young ones will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. And the nursing child will play on the hole of the snake, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den. They will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Because the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord Jehovah, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there will be a root of Jesse, who will stand for an ensign, banner, flag, of the people. To him the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations will seek. And his rest will be glorious. And it will come to pass in that day, that the Lord will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, who will be left, from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, Ethiopia, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he will set up an ensign, banner, flag, for the nations, and will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim will depart, and the adversaries of Judah will be cut off. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will not trouble Ephraim. But they will fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines towards the west, they will spoil those of the east together. They will lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon will obey them. And the Lord Jehovah will completely destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind he will shake his hand over the river, and will strike it in the seven streams, and cause men to go over with dry shoes. And there will be a highway for the remnant of his people, who will be left, from Assyria, as it was for Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt.